Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting here for my pastor, the Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss, this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will come and bless our hearts mightily. You can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God, is
Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our Jesus calling, enjoying peace in his presence. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 46, verse 10 from the AMP Bible. And it says, "Let be and be still, and know, recognize, and understand that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Amen. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 says, "Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful." Praise God. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 4 says, "His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. The title, "Trust Me." By relinquishing control into my hands. Let go and recognize that I am God. This is my world. I made it and I control it. Yours is a responsive part of the litany of love. I search among my children for receptivity to me. Guard well this gift that I have planted in your heart. Nurture it with the light of my presence. When you bring me prayer requests, lay out your concerns before me. Speak to me candidly. Pour out your heart. Then thank me for the answers that I have set into motion long before you can discern results. When your request comes to mind again, continue to thank me for the answers that are on the way. If you keep on stating your concern to me, you will live in a state of tension. When you thank me for how I am answering your prayers, your mindset becomes much more positive. Thankful prayers keep your focus on my presence and my promise. I pray that this message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Amen. So, trust in Jesus. Praise God. Again, at this time, I will play another selection, and I hope and pray that you are enjoying our Thankful Thursday and Sweet Hour of Prayer. I hope you enjoyed this selection. Thank you.
kind of clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Fellow man, would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray, to simply tell the Father thank you? And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. What will Jesus do? Listen. Cause you're the only Jesus some will ever see. And you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. What will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. You want to know what he looks like. He looks like you.
Elohim, which means the stronger, the strong creator God. in Genesis 1:1-2 says, in the beginning, God, Elohim, created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Amen. Let us pray. Elohim, you are the strong creator God. In you, we find all of the components of everything you have ever created. Your great imagination gave the elephant its long trunk and the leopard its spots. By your strong arm, the ocean depths were first measured and the mountains rose. You chose what color the sky would be and how the earth would feed itself, even bringing life through death as a seed dies before towering into a tree. We praise you for the greatness of your creative powers and ingenuity. We adore you for the fullness of your power, and we honor you for how you have made all things, even the miniature, work together to populate your great creation that we call Earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
All the praise belongs to you.
Praise be to God. Elohim, forgive us when we fail to recognize your creative power. Forgive us for not stopping and being awed by your hand and masterpiece of your creation. Forgive us for doubting where we should trust you, even when it comes to our own life, our health, and our purpose for living. We have not always seen you in the light of your greatness, and sometimes we make you seem much smaller than you truly are, and for that, we are sorry. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, at this time, I will play another selection.
All to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. In all that we do, no matter where we are. Belongs to him in the fullness of his blessing. Nothing is possible without God. We come to know his mercy, humbling ourselves to his mountain. As far as the eye can see, he owns the cattle on the thousand hills. His love knows no bounds. His goodness always true, and he's coming in the clouds.
Restore our souls brand new.
All to the glory of God.
to the glory of God. Elohim, thank you for the security we experience when we recognize you as the great creator God. No one was there telling you how to make the earth rotate in its orbit so it would continually receive light and heat. And yet you did it perfectly. We thank you that you know all things and don't need us to try to figure out how to solve your issues or make our plans come about. You put the universe together with your words. Thank you for knowing how to put our life together as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. And now it is time for our devotional message, which is entitled Sufficient Provision. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And it says, God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Praise be to God. What do you do when you know that God has revealed his will to you, but you don't know how it can possibly happen because of your limited resources? This is a question that everyone who follows God faces at one point or another. At such a time, the only thing to do is to obey. Step forward by faith and do as he says. Otherwise, you may miss doing his will and receiving the blessings that he has for you. Amen. Thankfully, you can go forward with the assurance that God can and will provide for your needs in amazing ways as you obey him. Philippians 4 and 19. You move forward step by step as he commands, and he supplies you provision by provision. Likewise, God will work through the circumstances of your life to direct you. He will open and close the doors you need each day, moving strategically to answer your prayers and accomplish his purposes. So keep trusting him and go forward with the faith that you will have exactly what you need. Amen. Praise be to God. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is unto me. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for providing for us daily. We confess we are overwhelmed by this need, but we will trust you in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will come to bless our hearts this evening at 7 p.m. So you don't want to miss her. Amen. So at this time, I will play another selection. And again, you can always call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. Our God is awesome.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Gives strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing. Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it. Lift your voice. Forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice and say it. Somebody
Elohim, create great things for us to walk in. Create intercessions where you merge our passion, experiences, skills, and interests together so we can fulfill the calling you have for us. Create in our hearts a purity that is peaceful and appealing to those around us. Create our destiny, we pray, and then guide us into it for your name's sake and for your pleasure. We trust you to create our life's story and to give us all we need to fully live out the path you have planned for us. Thank you, Elohim, for being the strong creator God. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Call throughout my life. There have been many trials and tribulations, but there one thing I come to know without a doubt is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair.
Fall down on your knees, they help to save your feet.
Cast your cares on him, he'll supply all your needs. Friends and family, they can walk away. But when you call on God, he'll come and save the day. He loves and cares for you, and he will see you through.
You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, he will say.
My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. From death to death, fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my mind at ease. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
Of all praise and admiration. You are the God who made the heavens and the earth. You set the stars in their places and hung the moon where it was to remain. You rule over all, and yet you also seek a relationship with your creation. For that and much more, you are worthy of all praise and worship. We lift up your name, Jehovah, as we seek your face, and we honor you as you are seated on your throne above all. You are the great and mighty God who raises up kingdoms and subdues nations at your choosing. In your mercy, you sustain all life and passionately delight in our souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. In the meantime, I will play another
what's up, dog? Yo, man, I heard, man, they were telling me that you ain't rolling with us. What's up with that? Listen, man, I'm over here, man. I got a C, man. Let's do this. Let's do this, bro. What up? Rob? Are you there?
Kathy Dubos from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You know what I was doing? Say, what was you doing, Pastor Kathy?
What were you doing, Pastor Kathy?
Here's what I was doing. I was listening to some of my old tapes when I was preaching on Zoom and things like that, and, you know, just seeing where I come from, where am I at, where am I going. And so I was listening to myself in one of those sermons. Oh,
share.
In one of those sermons, the word should have been metaphor. It's just a metaphor for something else. Guess what I said? I was on Zoom now, streaming live. I said, it's just metaphor. I heard that.
No.
I said, did I say menopause? Oh, my God.
Oh,
I said, it's just a menopause. I said, oh, Lord Jesus. Woo.
Oh, my goodness.
When you're streaming live or you standing up there in front of a live audience, you in the church, it's kind of hard to pull the word back because you're flowing.
Absolutely.
And you don't realize what you said.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And when I heard that, I went, thank God that little Cash wasn't near me. Because Cash, my grandson, he's just like his daddy. Corey, when Corey was 7 or 8, the preacher said something that Corey did not agree with. And we were at the church. Corey got up, went up to the pulpit, and I looked at his brother, and we're looking like, how did he get past us? And there he was, going up on the pulpit, and he looked at the pastor, and I said, oh, God. He said, that's not what the word says.
Ooh.
I said, oh, King Jesus, help me. And so thank God that it was a seasoned pastor. Because he looked down, he said, Brother Corey, what does it say? There was Corey telling him what it said. And
okay.
So he looked at all of us, and, you know, that pastor, he was seasoned. Thank God for Elder Smith. He said, you know what I thank God for, Brother Corey? Because he's letting us know that they're learning inside Sunday school.
Amen.
Because he heard this before, and he came to say, that's not what it says. Yeah. And I went, oh, thank God he handled it like that. Woo!
Right.
Woo! You know, but Corey did go up there. Here's the thing. It's kind of hard to do that when you at church and you're flowing and, you know, all these people are there. But every now and then, you're going to have a Corey sitting there to come and go, that's not what it says. I said,
okay.
Oh, King Jesus, he would be my child. But no one caught it when I said menopause. I said, oh, Lord. How could I have said that? But, you know, you're trying to flow. But I tell you, I looked at from 4 years ago, and then I looked at 3 years ago, and then I looked at a year ago, and I kept on looking. And all I could say was, thank you, God, because I could see progression. You know, I'm not where I used to be, not where I need to be, but I'm certainly not where I used to be. And I was listening to myself. Wait. I gotta, I'm going to pat my own self on the back. Because I was listening to myself, and I said, you know, I will go here. I said, And you know, I would go hear her preach. I sure would. And then I realized, oh, praise she is God. Me. Oh, mm-hmm. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Now, there was sometimes when I early started on, I started out early on, and I used to listen to myself and go, oh, my goodness, who wants to sip that? That's so dry. What is going on? And guess what? There is nothing dry about the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God is so juicy and so tasty.
Come on.
That, and when I heard my voice, I said, what is that? But that was years ago when I wasn't confident, when I didn't have a real handle on how to come forth with God's word. That was before God did what he did with me. Yeah. And I looked, because here's the thing. It's not a bad thing to sit there and listen to yourself, because what you want to do, you want to make sure you are progressing, that
that's
God
right.
is moving you right along. If yeah. you find that you're in the same, my goodness, glory to God. If
Mom.
You find that you're in the same spot that you uh-huh. was, watch this now, 30 days ago, there's a problem, because our God is forever moving.
Yes,
huh?
He is. Mm-hmm.
I said 30 days. I didn't say 2 years ago, because there's times when I go to places and I look at the church and okay, I don't care. I was going to say, I ain't trying to judge them. Then I went, oh, I don't care, whatever. But here's the thing. I go in there and I look at them, or I listen to them, or I see people that I haven't seen in a couple of years, and they're still where they were 2 years ago.
Wow.
And I'm going, that is a sign that there was a disconnect somewhere. Somewhere along the way, my goodness, glory to God, you unplugged yourself from God. It's mm-hmm. not that God wasn't speaking or God wasn't teaching. You just unplugged your, oh, my goodness. That's good right there. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you tonight, oh, God.
Thank
Father
God,
you've brought us into a new year. We
yes.
are in 2024.
Mm.
Wow. You got us here, God.
Yes,
my
you
goodness,
did.
Glory to God. We're praying that as you've brought us, you've escorted us into a brand new year, oh God, that
yes,
we come
Lord.
With a new mindset. We're not coming into the new year thinking the way we were thinking in the old year. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Help us to remember that we are brand new creatures in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
My goodness, there's nothing stale. There's nothing old about God's word.
Nothing.
Ah, glory
nothing.
To God.
Nothing.
Father God, have your way with us.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Us. The same way we look in the mirror to see how we look before we step outside. Help us.
Come on.
To take a look at ourselves before
yes.
we step out to represent you, oh God.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Us today, God.
Help
us
thank
to do
you,
better.
Lord.
Than we
yes.
did yesterday. Much better than we did last year.
Yes.
Help us, Lord God. We cannot
yes.
do it
yes.
on our own. If we could, we would have already done it.
Yes,
we thank you, God, for where you've brought us from.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for where you're taking us to. We
mm-hmm.
thank you, God, that you have not left us behind.
Mm.
You are still bringing us through. Each
yes,
and every day
are.
For that, we say thank you.
Thank
oh, God,
you.
I'm going to get out of your way and allow you to use me as a vessel to speak to the people, oh, God,
yes,
that God. They're going to hear something that is so tasty that they can't
yes.
help but to go see someone and say, oh, taste and see that the Lord
thank
is good. My goodness, glory to God.
Yes,
because
he
is good.
Yes,
I see everybody yes, off to a good running start. God is doing this, God is doing that, God is God. And God is saying, okay, I'll take the credit. And I'm sitting here going, you'll take the credit. It belongs to you, doesn't it? And God is saying, I haven't done a thing yet. Everything, everything that they're experiencing, that was already done.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done anything new. The only thing that's changed is their perspective.
Mm.
That's it. And I'm sitting there going, wow. You know what? God is so good that he knows all the glory belongs to him.
Yes.
But there's times when he's saying, you know what? No, I'm going to credit this to you because you made the decision to come in with a new perspective. You embraced me this time.
Yes.
Yeah. See, that's how you do things differently. You start embracing God because he's already been embracing us. Huh? He's embraced us with our good times, our bad times, our ugliness, our bitterness, our anger. And he has just been sitting right there going, woo, Jesus, you better talk to him. Talk to him, Jesus.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then Jesus, he looking down at the Holy Ghost saying, why don't we leave you down there? What you doing? My goodness, glory to God. And so now God has given us a word. It is 2024. I thank God for last Thursday. If you missed it, you missed out. Last Thursday was our first Thursday on the air. We took communion. Hallelujah, Jesus. We brought our first Thursday in taking communion, remembering what God has done for us. That's how we came in. And so if you missed it, you missed it. Look, I got that juice. I got that biscuit. I said, ooh, I can't wait. We thank God. God is
Praise the Lord.
I don't know about you guys, but God is breathing life into us.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going, well, he breathes life into us every day. No, because there's still some, oh, my goodness. You haven't seen the movie called The Walking Dead?
Oof.
Yeah. There's something to that. Because God says, and I got to get into this word so I can hit it and quit it. God said, the wages of sin is death. So
yes.
If you, oh, my goodness, glory to God. If you are still in sin, then you are the walking dead. Oh, my goodness. That'll preach for another time. Here we go.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Yeah, come on now.
Reach that
That's
one.
Need in there.
Yeah.
My goodness, glory to God. Here we go. We are coming from the middle of your Bible. Yes, Lord. We're coming from Psalms 19, verses 13 and 14. And then we are going to come from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. My goodness, glory to God. This is good. Yes, it is. So we're going to stay in the book of Psalms and Proverbs tonight. Yeah, it's going to be short and sweet. Here we go. Psalms 19, verses 13 and 14 says, keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless and cleansed of great transgressions. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Yeah.
Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart.
Mm-hmm.
For everything you do flows from it. My goodness, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. I love this. I love it. And the title of this message is Meditate on This.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to do something for the new year? Well, meditate on this. That's all God is. God said, I ain't asking nothing of you. Just meditate on what you've been reading. You know what that tells me? They're reading Kathy, they're reading my Bible, my book of instructions for their life, as though it is just another book. Mm-hmm. It is not a book. It is, my goodness, glory to God. It's a composure of instructions for their lifestyle.
That's right.
If they are to be successful in this life so
mm-hmm.
that they can make it into the kingdom, they've got to yeah. follow these instructions. But if they keep reading it like it's just a book, they're not going to get all of the instructions and the content in which it was given. I still hear people, and I do it myself, right? I still hear people use scriptures out of context. And I'm going, that ain't what the word means.
Come on.
And they go, yes, it is. It says, da-da-da. And I'm going, no.
No.
Because, see,
nope.
Here, this is what I do. I go all the way back to the beginning of that chapter so I
Come
can
on,
get
man.
Understanding of what he was really talking about
Amen.
And who he was talking
yes,
to.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Because it makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just look in God's word, grab a scripture that lines up with what you're doing, and say, oh, yeah, the word says, you know, and you go, what? That ain't what it says.
Okay.
Because they're thinking that I can just pull any scripture out to mean what I need it to mean. No, you can't. You've got to read it, what comes before it, what comes after it, so you'll know what's in it.
Amen.
Yeah, come on now. That's how God's word says, study to show yourself what? An
approved
worker, rightly
yes.
dividing the word of truth.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is, and that's another thing he said, don't add to that word.
That's right.
And don't take
yeah.
away from. Because what are you doing? You're changing what I said.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're all twisted up. Yeah. Thank
yes,
you, God. See, if you don't do anything else this year, I think it's time for us to meditate on everything.
Come on.
Everything that's in God's word. Because I look at pastors today and I go, you know, I read such and such and such. That thing is mind-blowing. How it jumped off the pages at me this time. It just
mm-hmm.
blew my mind. And they look at me and go, oh, sister, you ain't said nothing. Because I have, and that lets us know, we're forever learning. Yeah. Jesus said it himself. He said, the teacher is not greater than the one who sent him, neither is the student greater than the teacher. That means, guess what? Jesus is still alive. So if Jesus is still alive, he's still teaching, and he's still teaching, we're still learning.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, glory to
yes,
God.
Yes, we are.
You got to get like Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul said, hey, I don't consider myself as to have arrived. No. Uh-uh. I haven't arrived yet. I'm still, what? He's still cleaning me up.
That's right.
These things God is telling us why, not so we can beat ourselves up, but so we can embrace what's going on in our lives without it tearing us apart, right? A lot of times you hear stuff and you get to beating yourself up, what I'm doing and I'm doing and I'm not doing and I'm not doing, and that's not the purpose. It may happen, but that's generally not the main purpose for his word. If there's to be growth, guess what? You got to sometimes take the rebuke along with the when he's lifting you up and he's patting you on the back. You got to take that from when the times when you're not doing right,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you understand when I'm doing right, God is pleased with me, and you know he's patting me on the back. And when I'm doing wrong, he comes to rebuke me.
That's right.
But he says he corrects the ones that he loves.
Yes. Thank
so
you.
If you get an understanding of this, you can start letting Satan mess with your mind and telling you you're going through this because you did that. that's not how God operates. No. Okay, if that's the case, why did Job go through what he went through? God looked at Satan, Jesus looked at Satan. He said, oh, have you considered my servant Job? God looked at Satan, said, have you considered my servant Job? Here's the thing, Job ain't do nothing. His friends looked at him and said, well, hey, thought you were so righteous. Why are you going through this? We've got to understand God's word. God is not trying to beat us down. He's mm-hmm. trying to lift us up. Mm-hmm. He's not wanting any of us to perish, right? He wants us to live eternally. So what is he doing? He's sending everything that's supposed to help us along the way. But if we don't embrace what he sends us, we'll never get what we're supposed to get.
Mm-hmm.
We're not having a successful journey when we're going down the road we want to go down. Jesus said, I'm the way. Where you going, Kathy? Who told you to go down that road?
Mm-hmm.
It's a shortcut. Hello, there's no shortcut into the kingdom.
That's right.
There is no shortcut. Jesus said, you got to come through me.
That's right.
You've got to embrace me. You've got to embrace my teaching. You cannot go down the road you want to go to because that road leads to destruction. Why?
Amen.
Because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You don't know what you're doing. You're like sheep.
That's
you're
right.
wandering.
Yep. That's what we are.
Taking
wandering.
A chance to see, is this good for you? If this
no.
is going to work out for you? And God mm-hmm. is saying, did I not tell them to acknowledge me?
Mm-hmm.
If you acknowledge me in all your ways, I'm going to direct your path.
Yes, he did.
But if you get up in the morning and you running to get that shower and you trying to find something to put on and you trying to get yourself good and ready to get to that job and make sure you're on time and you forget to say, Lord God, thank you for another day.
Absolutely.
Father, you know what this day holds for me.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, God, to hear your voice, that I might be prepared in your
yes.
guiding and directing me in the way that I should go. Come on now.
That's right.
Come on.
Mm-mm-mm.
You cannot blame God when you're having a crappy day.
That's
and
right.
guess what? Mm-hmm. Even though you're saying, well, God is he's in control of all things, yes, he is. Some things he let happen and some things he don't.
That's right.
right.
Yep.
And for the things that he lets happen that mm-hmm. don't feel good, and I have been through some stuff that did not feel good at
mm-hmm.
all. But guess what? Those are the times when you have to embrace the fact that God loves you.
Yes.
And he's going to work everything out for your good. Everything.
Everything.
And you're going, wait a minute. If I lose a loved one, how does that work out for my good? Huh? You'd be surprised. You know what? I sat there and I thought about a whole bunch of things. And you know what the main thing was? I kept calling that kid and dropping stuff on him, depending on him. And God said, who told you to depend on him? He's not going to be with you always.
That's
I am.
None of us.
Guess what I used to do? Call my mother, ask my mother's opinion, how to do this, how to do that. Just calling my mother. God said, who told you to lean on her? She's not going to be with you always. Oh, okay. So then, look, I found somebody else
mm-hmm.
that I can call. I called my older sister. Hey, this is what, who told you to lean? Who? Look, I got a husband. You start telling your husband. That God said, who told you to lean on them?
That's right.
They're on loan. What are you going to do when you got to cash in the loan and they're no longer there?
Exactly.
Huh?
Yep.
God says, I'm not supposed to be last, the last person you go to. I'm supposed to be the first person you go to.
Absolutely.
And the truth be told,
mm-hmm.
I'm always going to be with you. They're not.
That's right.
Now you're sitting there thinking, if so-and-so was here, I could say da-da-da. And God is saying, but I've always been here. Mm. Always.
Never leave.
Watch this. I got to bring this in for a close. Look at God is saying, you know that the Psalms of King David. King David is saying, oh, my goodness, what have I done? He said, keep your servant from deliberately walking into sin. Do not let sin control me. I
yes,
want to be
yes,
free
yes.
of guilt and innocent of sin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to take a hold of me. He is asking God in the psalm. He says, oh, wow, and I love it. He says, keep your servant from willful sin.
That's right.
Like about that? He didn't say, Lord, keep me from sinning. He said, keep me from willfully sinning.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the thought get on my mind and go down into my heart until it manifests itself. I don't want to do that. As quick as I get that thought in my mind, before it can take residence in my heart, because that's what's controlling me, the things that are in my heart, he says, don't let it get there.
That's right.
He said, help
Amen.
Me.
Don't.
Help me before that thing takes residence.
Yes,
so you know
Lord.
What that means? He said, God, keep your servant. There are days when I think back and I go, why do they always say, Lord, keep me? Keep me.
Okay.
He gave you breath, life, health, and strength. And you know what? It wasn't until I started seeing myself being kept that I realized, when I tell you I was young, I didn't know no better, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here I seen what I thought I needed to have. And I'm looking at him going, ooh. You know what I did? I was so stupid. I said, Lord, forgive me. I'm about to sin. I know God was looking at me going, Jesus, did she say she's about to sin?
Uh-huh.
Father, yeah, let me talk to her. Let me talk to her. But guess what? That's exactly what King David is saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to willfully sin.
That's right. You don't.
I don't want to look at that thing knowing that I'm getting ready to do it and step into it anyway. I don't want to do that. I want self-control. Where are the fruits of the Spirit? I need them operating in me. So, Lord, keep me. Keep my mind steadfast on thee. And you know what God looked at? He said, well, meditate on this. Huh? Meditate on this. Meditate on what? For us, this is, oh my goodness, glory to God. For us, when God says meditate on this, it happens to be Psalms 19, verses 13 and 14, Proverbs 4 and 23. But for King David, it could have been something else. Right?
Yes.
He could have been saying, while he said, keep me from willfully sinning, God could have came back and said, well, meditate on this. Cast down every thought that so easily besets you. Come on now. Don't give it a chance to manifest itself.
That's right.
And for all of you out there that are still saying, God knows my heart, yeah, that's why he sent this word. Because what? While you standing here saying God knows my heart, he's saying Proverbs 4 and 23, above all else, guard your heart.
That's
so
right.
What he's saying is meditate on my word. Let my word get down on the inside.
Inside.
Right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I need you to take my word and cover up your heart with it. And then, when you get it in your heart, don't let anything come and snatch it out. Because if you don't have it in your heart, you don't have it. And if you don't have it, you're likely to go wander off again.
Mm-mm.
Into places you're not supposed to be in. That's why he's saying, guard your heart.
Yes.
Thy word have I hidden in my heart, said King David.
Yes.
Said. He said that because if it's in my heart, you know what my daddy, my natural daddy, used to tell me? And people laugh at him because my father, he was telling us so much stuff. When I tell you he was a West Indian from the island, this man looked at us. He said, Tess, guess what? Guess what? He says, you got to go to school and learn, 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 learn. We said, learn, learn, learn. When do we get to play, play, play?
You don't.
And so what he told us was, you know, back in the day, ain't nothing changed. It's still the same. You know,
mm-hmm.
racism, this, that, all of that's going on. So my daddy said, here's the thing. Once you learn it, they can't go into your mind and snatch it out. It's already in there.
Yes.
And I'm going, what is he talking about?
He
said, as soon as you learn something, the world cannot take it away from you. So to act like you're stupid, you're ignorant, you don't know. No, now you're educated because you are learning. And I'm listening now, and I'm going, that's God saying, God, what's in your heart? They can't
mm-hmm.
take it away from you. You got to take it and give it to them.
That's right.
And guess what? Unfortunately, mm-hmm. there are people that do that. You got
yeah.
girls, they look really, really nice, and they don't want guys to know that they're smart. So they try to act like they're dumb. They're giving away their education. For what? For a guy that needs to feel like he's superior to you?
Hey.
No. No. I'm not going to act stupid just so you can feel like a good dude. No. How about this? Why can't we be smart together?
Mm-hmm.
How come we can't be intelligent together? Why I got to be the dumb one in order for you to feel smart? No. No. And you know what? I've taken those meetings too. Evangelist Hilda, all of us, we know. It's still that way. It may not be as bad, but it's still that way. Where the men in the church were not embracing the women. They said, you ain't supposed to preach. You ain't supposed to do the youth. And it's God's anointing. So if someone is being drawn to what we're saying, they're being drawn because of God's anointing, and God's anointing is there, then God is the one who sent me. I'm
doing
right. my own. Come on God. Now. God has said, I need you to meditate on this. Meditate on the fact that you have got to guard your heart. Those things that you've already been taught, don't let anyone snatch that out of your heart.
That's right.
Don't let them come with a brand new doctrine. Because if you look at Paul and Paul said, who has bewitched you? You
yeah.
know the truth. Who has come in with this new doctrine?
Why did you allow it?
Come on now. And that's what God is saying. You've got to guard your heart. The things that you've already been taught, that you have had confirmed through his word. Don't let anyone take that from you. What
mm-hmm.
he's saying, instead of letting someone take it from you, you need to be meditating on it. Why? Because it's prosperous for your soul.
Amen.
My
yes,
goodness, glory to God.
Praise be to God.
And so, why King David is saying, keep your servant from willfully sinning. Huh? Don't let these sins rule over me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be blameless. I want to be cleansed of great transgression. He was saying, created me a clean heart and
yes.
renew a right spirit within me. He just said it another way, but he's still saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I want to be blameless. I want to be cleansed, huh, of great transgression. Created me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me.
That's
and
right.
then Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord. Right? He says, don't let me get caught up in these common conversations. Huh? Our conversations ought not to be filthy. It ought not to be foolish. It ought not to be corrupt. Guess what, everyone? We are builders. We are not destroyers. If there's life and death in the power of your tongue, if you kill someone, you just destroyed them. If you destroyed them, you just killed them. You have to watch what you say to folks. King David, he said, let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart be found acceptable. I don't even want to joke about something that's going to hurt someone that's foolish or filthy. Guess what? Men do it. They go, that girl got a butt on her. Oh, my goodness. Did you see those breasts? Oh, my goodness. Look. Woo-hoo! Yeah, she got my attention. Women, we on the other side, we're going, oh, that brother is flawed. When I tell you, look at him. Look how he's built. And God is saying, how is that prosperous for your soul? You can look at someone and say, oh, that he looks nice. He really does. Or she looks good. She really does. But you don't have to go into detail. Oh, look at the breasts on her. Look, we done did it so much that what? Y'all got us out there buying booty, buying breasts. We done lost our mind. The Chinese lady, inside memory care, the Chinese lady, I stepped up there, she looked and said, ooh, you bought that? Bought what? That, I know you bought that. And you know, she's Chinese, she's talking that language, and I'm looking at her. She said, I know, Mommy, you bought that.
Bought what?
And I'm thinking, bought what? Because guess what? There wasn't no booty or no breast for her to go, you bought that. She looked at me and she said, you like to eat, but you not that. You bought that. So she said, I bought my body. Because now I'm not, I'm looking at that lady going, why you in memory care? Because you seem to know a whole lot, young lady. I gave her a hug and a kiss, and I went on my business. She was shaking her hand as I was walking away. You know? But look at the world. Look what we allow the world to do to us, to tell us. Unless that booty is sticking way out there, we're not attractive. Unless we got 32, 24, 36, whatever, we're not attractive. And God is looking at us going, that is a beautiful creature. I used to hate being dark. Big old lips, all kind of stuff. You know what they're telling me now? They say, look at the world. Now they out there trying to get Botox so they can get your lips. And I'm going, what in the world?
That's what they're doing.
Who would want these big old lips? And now I look at my lips and go, because I looked and seen how they done got the Botox in their lips. And I go, oh, my lips ain't that big. No.
That's because
here's
some of
the
them
thing.
Put too much.
Here's the thing, everyone. God is telling us, you want to meditate on something, don't meditate on no resolution, what you think you can do, what you want to do, what time frame. He said, meditate on the things that are prosperous for your soul.
That's right, and that is...
Your body is not your soul. It's where your soul resides, okay? Meditate on what's going to be prosperous for your soul.
Amen.
Tell yourself, I'm going to guard my heart. Everything that was given to me, I am not going to freely give it away. You are not going to tell me that I'm not a child of God because I made a mistake. You are not going to tell me I'm not a child of God because I fell short today. You are not going to tell me I'm not a child of God because I got angry. You're not going to tell me I'm not a child of God because I went out there and I said, I want me a Bahama mama. You are not going to tell me I'm not a child of God. Guess what? I'm a child of God. I'm not God. I'm going to make mistakes.
Amen.
As long as I'm still in this flesh,
yep,
there's going to be temptation.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes I say things and then I look at myself and go, why did I say that? Oh, God. Now I got to go get it right.
Absolutely.
And God says, stop beating yourselves up. You're in that flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And there are going to be times when that flesh just wants to do what it wants to do. Those are the times when you look at God and say, Lord God, keep me.
That's
I don't want to willfully sin against you.
No, Lord. Not willfully.
Created me a clean heart. Cleanse me. Huh? Mm-hmm. I don't want to walk around in guilt and shame.
Nope. That's right.
Oh, I want to walk around knowing that I'm giving it my all to be Christ-like, to be loving, to be kind, to be warm and gentle. That's what I want to be. But I can't be that way without you, God. I need your help. King David was saying, help me, keep me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when I tell you back in the day I was doing foolish stuff, going to sleep with guys and stuff like that, talking about, Lord, I'm about to sin. God said, really? I don't think so. So I got myself looking at my sisters going, oh, I'll check y'all later. Okay, I love you. See you. And they go, where you going? We still in the party. Oh, no, I'm feeling kind of tired. I want to go home. I see y'all later. You going home? Well, all of us live in the same house. Where you going? Ah, oh, I said I'll see y'all later. And I get out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy looks at me and says, let's go get something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what did you say? He said, let's go get something to eat. Now, me, who listens in the spirit realm, even though I make mistakes, I said, let's go get something to eat. Inside the party was nothing but food. So when he said, let's go get something to eat, that was God saying, here is your way of escape. Let me keep you from doing what you was getting ready to do, Kathy. I said, you could have said anything. Why you say, let's get some to eat? I said, forget it. I'm going back in here with my sister. And I went on back in because I knew that God was saying, there was no need for that dude to say, let's go get some to eat. All that food that was inside that party.
Wow.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You, you've got to recognize how God speaks to you. You've got to recognize when you say, Lord, keep me from willfully sinning, that when he steps in there to keep you, you've got to recognize, God just sent me a way of escape. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's trying to keep me. That's why he's saying, guard your heart.
Amen.
The word that's in your heart already really is enough to keep you.
Mm-hmm.
When you say, God, keep me, he's looking at saying, I'm trying. Why? Because if his word is in your heart, that's God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And you got God's word in your heart, you have God keeping you.
That's right. He never leaves us.
That's why you got to meditate on his word
day and night.
That's what's going to keep you. When you hear his word, when you read his word, you're really hearing his voice.
Amen.
Now, do you really want to be kept? If you do, then God is saying, okay, then meditate on this. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you guys.
Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Hallelujah. And before we have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction, we'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start with 704-724. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
I would say something, but I'm under the weather right now. Pastor Kathy.
God bless you. Thank you for joining the call tonight. God bless you, young man. Where have you been? God bless you. Thank you. And I'm praying for expedient healing in your body. Go ahead, Evangelist Hilda. God bless you.
Area code 607-434. God bless you. And how are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
Hi, good evening. My name is Claudia. I enjoyed the word very well today. Thank you.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. That's one of those young ladies. God bless her. You know, when you got a little bit of rain going on, a lot of rain going on,
yeah.
And all of a sudden someone comes, here's a cookie, here's a donut, they don't realize they just brought sunshine into your day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the guys that said, say less, he invited that young lady to get on the line, and she told me, give me the number so I can get online. God bless you, dear heart. I love you, Claudia. Thank you for joining in.
Amen. Area code 646-831. God bless you. And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. Praise God.
Now you 646-831 is not going to say anything, but I am going to acknowledge my sister being on this line. I know she's going to get me. It's okay. I love her anyhow. My
Amen.
Sister Maria is God bless you, dear heart. I tell you, I'm blowing my mind tonight. The people that I'm not expecting to be on, they on. God bless you. I love you. I see that you are to a good start for the new year. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining the call, Marie. I love you.
Amen. And that's it. So at this time, Pastor Kathy is going to give us the call to salvation and the benediction. And we just lost Pastor Kathy, so we'll see if she can get back in. So if not, oh, there she goes. Praise the Lord. No, she went out again. Is it raining in Georgia or what? Okay, she still has 7 minutes and she can still get back in. Okay, let's try again.
Hey, I'm back on. I don't know how I got cut off, but thank you, God.
Amen.
Anyhow, thank you. It was a wonderful word, and I don't know about anybody else, but I'm going to go and meditate on it.
Amen.
Why? Because I want to make it into the kingdom. I really do.
Yes, Lord.
Did she say put in?
Huh?
Sound like I heard my sister's voice in the background. Okay, maybe
yeah,
she did.
Yeah, my voice.
Oh, okay. Well, all of y'all sound alike. Y'all all sisters.
No.
Anyway, I love you, and I know it's time for us to get off this line. Go ahead, Evangelist Hilda. Say your last words for us, please.
But you didn't do the call to salvation and the benediction. That's what we're waiting for.
Oh, okay. Okay, here we go. My goodness, I was trying to get Pastor Stephen. He was like, I don't think about it, girl. He don't go now and say it. Father God, your word has come to remind us that we have got to meditate on your word it is crossing our soul. Your word says it is not your desire that any should perish.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, if there's anyone on the line that has not given their life to Christ, it is not too late. And trust me when I tell you, it is not what you've done. There's nothing you've done that God will not forgive you for, right? All he wants you to do is understand that he is not worried about what you've done. He's only worried about what you want to do now.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Once you give
your life to Christ, all of that gets thrown in the sea of forgetfulness. God wants to save you. He came for the lost. He wants to save you. He doesn't want to see you destroyed or killed or tormented. No, he wants to love on you. He wants to forgive you. He wants to show you mercy. His grace is, oh my goodness, amazing every single day.
Mm-hmm.
God is saying, say these words. Father God, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. I believe that your son Jesus died on that cross for my sins. Come into my life. I want to make you my Lord and Savior. Once you pray the prayer of salvation, you acknowledge that you're a sinner. You say to God, I want to stop living this way. I repent. Forgive me, God. Then you say to him, you confess with your mouth that you believe Jesus died on that cross for your sins. My goodness, and you invite him into your life. That's the beginning of a new walk with Christ. After that, you pray in your own time and say, Lord God, lead me to a good household of faith that I can go in there and grow into the knowledge, come into the knowledge of who you are. I want to grow spiritually. God is going to lead you to a good church that is going to teach you that you can learn and understand God's purpose and his plan for your life.
Yes.
And after you do that, I'm telling you, you are going to be a new creature in Christ Jesus. God loves all of us. He is a forgiving, merciful God. He's long-suffering. He's going to be patient with us until we make a decision to give our lives to Christ.
Amen.
Precious and Heavenly, thank you for that gentle touch tonight, reminding us to meditate on your word. God, our heart. Don't let anyone steal your word off our hearts, because that's what's breathing life in us. Thank you, God, for loving us enough to come and see about us. Every time that you send a word to us, oh God, that is you saying, I love you enough not to leave you where you are. I want to see you come out of that thing. I want you to live and live life more abundantly. There's peace, there's joy, there's forgiveness, there's mercy. There is a God.
Yeah.
All you've got is embrace him. Father God, everyone under the sound of my voice, bless every household. Go with them tonight, oh God, that they will continue to meditate in your word, continue to seek your face, continue to love on one another, be kind and forgiving of one another, that we would all be more Christ-like in the way that we interact with one another. We thank you, oh God, that we're learning how to love the way that you love us. We thank you for all of these things and ask that you continue to go with us, not just tonight, but every night and every day. In the matchless name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you guys. I love you. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
Amen. We want to thank again Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. And we are now coming to the closing of this program for tonight. But you can tune in again on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer And at 7 p.m., our very own Barbara A. Amore will come with our lesson in basic theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So again, if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night, everybody. We love you, and thank you for tuning in to Pray One for Another. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.